Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is 4 time management tips for managers in support of the accountability competency. As a manager, it can be frustrating when people on your team don't complete projects or miss deadlines. But as a leader, it is your responsibility to help your employees succeed, and this includes giving them the tools they need to successfully manage their time. Today, we'll talk about 4 ways in which you can help your employees prioritize their work and optimize their productivity. Tip 1. Set clear expectations and timelines. The failure of employees to live up to their expected responsibilities can actually often be attributed to poor leadership. How so? When employees don't have a clear understanding of what is expected of them and when, they may flounder without more specific guidance. Using direct language, make it crystal clear to team members who is responsible for what. Make schedules and communicate those well, in meetings, via email, and/or in person. Make yourself a timeline for checking in with your employees to see how their progress is going. Be open to feedback from them, and give them permission to tell you if your expectations are unrealistic. Make sure they have the resources they need, and understand exactly what their deliverables are. Tip 2. Help your employees discover where their time is going and adjust as necessary. Your employees may need some help prioritizing work and learning how to stay disciplined. In order to find out where employees are spending the bulk of their time, conduct a time audit. Ask your employees to keep track of everything they do and how long it takes them for a week. Be sure to stress that you are not trying to be Big Brother and spy on them, but rather that this is an exercise that will benefit them by helping them learn how to manage their time. Once employees have completed their time study, analyze the information to determine alignment of their time with priorities. Try to determine where employees are getting derailed and figure out how to make adjustments. Sit down with your employees and talk to them. Have an honest conversation and ask questions such as, "What is getting in the way of spending more time on priorities?" and "Which tasks took you more time than you thought they would? Which ones took less? Maybe someone has too much on their plate and you need to delegate some of this work. Or maybe you can see that a certain employee is experiencing too many interruptions from other colleagues, and you can advise them to schedule heads-down time in order to stay focused. Tip 3. Teach employees how to estimate their time better. Finding out where employees' time is spent helps eliminate barriers that are keeping them from being productive, but you can also help them learn how to manage the time they do have more wisely. Be more active in teaching your team members how to plan and estimate their time better. Be careful to strike the right note here, though. There is a fine line between being helpful and micromanaging. Instead of giving someone a huge project to work on, break it out into smaller chunks and assign deadlines to individual activities. Meet with your team members and give them advice on what they will need to be able to complete their assignments. For example, will they need to take extra time to perform some research or to meet with people in other departments? A very common mistake employees make is to underestimate how much time to allot to tasks. Help them to determine how much time these tasks will realistically take to complete. As someone with more experience, you probably have insights they don't. Tip 4. Ask yourself how you may be hindering productivity. We tend to get frustrated with what we perceive as others' failures. It's harder to look at ourselves and see how we may be contributing to a problem, but that's exactly what you should do. You have good intentions, but are some of your actions actually hindering your team members from being productive? Think about that weekly meeting you have with your team. Initially, it was productive and everyone contributed. But as time goes on, does it seem like these meetings have become a waste of time that everyone dreads? If meetings have stopped being productive, don't keep having them. This is time that your employees could utilize to be getting things done. Maybe it would suffice to have these meetings biweekly, or you could shorten the time from an hour to 30 minutes. Similarly, think about the volume of emails you send team members, or how often you interrupt them to ask a question. Be more thoughtful and intentional in your communications to employees in order to minimize disruptions. In summary, 4 tips you can use with your employees to improve time management are: 1. Set clear expectations and guidelines. 2. Help your employees discover where their time is going and adjust as necessary. 3. Teach employees how to estimate their time better. And 4. Ask yourself how you may be hindering productivity. Implementing these processes will increase in improved productivity and less burnout amongst your team. These are not quick fixes. This will involve some initial investment of your time, but the results will be well worth it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you have gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.